This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You all give some great advice. I appreciate your advice. I also have to take it all with a grain of salt, though. Good morning to you. It's Thursday. It's December 19th. And it's a big day for Star Wars aficionados and Star Wars lovers because The Rise of Skywalker opens in various places around the country today. And then En Masse opens at midnight in theaters, well, really on every corner, on every block. I actually did see someone post a comment on our Facebook Live broadcast from earlier in the show, in which he said he was standing in line waiting for Star Wars tickets. So the rat race has begun. For those of you who are just waking up or have no idea what I'm talking about, we had promised and we delivered on our promise. For the first hour of the show, we did a special Facebook Live broadcast. Now, it's against CBS Sports Radio rules for the Facebook Live broadcast to be taking place while I'm on the air in studio. So instead, while I was talking about sports and other nonsense, Chris and Dave were doing the broadcast behind the double pane glass in the control room, giving people an idea of what happens behind the scenes. And as I...
We're doomed.
As I have found out, well, we didn't break anything, I don't think. As I found out, Chris is quite the ham, and Dave is a man of... Oh, no, I already knew Dave was a man of few words. And so, I don't know if they were in there. Have you noticed that I'm sinking? Look, I'm getting shorter. Have you noticed? Because all of a sudden, this chair just started losing its hydraulics.
It's a trap.
Yeah, no, it is. And in fact, like a ship that's landing on a platform, my hydraulics are taking me down, down, down. Have you not noticed that I all of a sudden you could only see the top of my head over this counter?
Trouble with the equipment in the studio?
Oh no, my gosh. I swear I didn't touch anything, and I've gotten about 2 feet shorter since I started talking on this segment. Dave, stop laughing. Can you not see that I have dropped down about 2 feet? Okay, I'm going to...
Yeah, no, I can see it. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you.
You're just laughing at the fact that I'm disappearing
the
behind the counter?
Is
oh,
funny.
My gosh. Okay, so I'm going to attempt... We'll see.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
We'll see whether or not I stay where I have just boosted the chair up. That was really weird. You know, we got a new, well, we'll call it new tape. We got a new cover on our counters here in studio. I wish they would invest in some new chairs. So, okay, no one touch anything. Don't breathe. Amy, don't breathe.
Better than the time the mic literally fell apart as the show was starting.
Remember it was being held together by a pen?
That's right.
And then it just fell apart. It took me making fun of it on the air for them to actually come fix it.
Or the time the computer didn't work. The seven times.
I mean, I was going to say, which instance are we talking about? So back to the show.
You cannot be serious.
I am. These things happen on a very regular basis. We did a Facebook Live broadcast during the first hour, and we played by the rules, and thousands of you tuned in and sent comments, which is pretty amazing. It's on our Facebook page now. But you gave me great advice about how to navigate Star Wars spoilers because I am very nervous that someone is going to spoil the movie for me. And so I've determined that I'm going to allow my mom's husband. He's unemotional. He may be the only member of my family that I would allow to look at my Twitter and Facebook. The only thing is I'm not sure I don't trust him to post as a joke like he's posting for me. He thinks he's funny. He's not so much. My mom and I are constantly rolling our eyes at his jokes. But that's part of the fun. Anyway, I think I'm going to allow Mike to monitor my social media since he and mom will be at my house by Saturday. And he'll let me know when it's safe to look at my mentions.
It's a trap.
No, I am not falling into the trap. I refuse to fall into the trap and allow one bad apple to ruin Star Wars for me. Not this time, peeps. Not this time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're asking you your Christmas traditions. I know this Christmas, there's a lot of people who are seeing Star Wars again, but there are other Christmas traditions that revolve around food and family and fun fugazi traditions sometimes, too, in our own families that no other family would ever consider. So you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Also, Chris, is this a sick joke? Did you find a sports TBT about Wayne Gretzky just to torture me?
No, actually, you know what? I literally didn't even think of that.
Okay, good. Well, maybe someone's forgotten. Yes, really incredible sports TBT about Wayne Gretzky. Awesome. I'm going to let you check that out on Twitter as well. I'm not even going to bring it up again. For people who are oblivious, I'm not going to remind them that.
I swear on all things I believe in that
Watch.
Completely went
Watch.
Over my head.
Oh, I just sunk again. You guys didn't see it. Just the chair is not going to keep holding me up. So I'm just going to wait for the inevitable. This chair is about to sink all the way down to the floor.
We're going to have Dave just go and sit underneath the chair so he can pump it up every single time that it falls
now,
down.
Every time I move, yeah, I talk with my hands. I'm Italian. I talk with my hands. And every time I move, the chair sinks a little more. I'm not even going to touch it this time. And we're just going to see how far down this chair goes. And if I'm off mic like this, you will know why. Yep, still happening. Okay, I'm not sure what that says about me. Have I eaten too many Christmas cookies? If you want to see the array of Christmas treats, those are also in our Facebook Live broadcast or a video that's now preserved on our Facebook page. I'm sitting up straight now so I can to be even with the microphone. 855-212-4227. Your favorite Christmas traditions on our social media. One of them, for me anyway, in my family, I don't think my mom likes this one, but it's become the end of the NFL regular season and watching some football with the fam. They really only watch football with me, actually, but that's fun. We enjoy it. And they know I have to work over these holidays. And so here as we get close to Christmas and New Year's, we've got Sunday and the NFL on CBS. So they work over the holidays, of course. Anybody who's in football, you can't take off. It features teams making their final push toward the playoffs. So a lot of you will see that clash in Cleveland with the Ravens and the Browns or Pittsburgh against the Jets. It all starts with the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, only on CBS. We just did actually give you the potential playoff scenarios. So if the postseason started today, which I'm such a hypocrite, I say I don't like that because the playoffs don't start today, but then I talk about it just because
playoffs?
Just because it's intriguing. And I'll just be honest, the matchups in the NFC, they're the kind that you salivate over. The ones in the AFC, okay, we're gonna have some faith that they play out. We're not going to call them yawners or boring unless they actually deliver on being yawners or boring. Still, you know that the ratings, the TV ratings will be through the roof. One big piece of news in the NFL, actually two, we'll go with two, but the one that has to do with a starting quarterback, Dak Prescott, injured his shoulder, had an MRI. There's no structural damage. They don't believe, at least that they've seen, they don't believe that it's anything to do with his rotator cuff. But for the first time in his career with the Cowboys, he actually was listed on the injury report. And Jason Garrett has indicated that he really doesn't want him to throw a whole lot before they go into this game against the Eagles, as you can imagine, with so much riding on it in week 16. Right now, it might just be about pain management. And so that's, this is where the toughness quotient comes in.
His physical toughness and mental toughness are on par with anybody I've been around. And that's just what he's all about. He handles success, he handles adversity, he handles issues as well as anybody.
Interestingly enough, Dak hurt his shoulder. He got clobbered by Clay Matthews in the first quarter of their game last weekend with the Rams, and the offense performed really well throughout the game. So when you stay warm and you don't have a chance to get cold and to get stiff, Well, then it's a little bit easier. Sometimes it's pure adrenaline, and you may not even notice the pain as an athlete. But also, it does help if your muscles stay warm and if you continue with the same motions. So really, you don't have time to stiffen up or get cold or tighten up. A little bit different once you're off the football field and your body has time to realize what just happened. So that's something to watch. However, it doesn't sound like it's anything serious, which is good news for the Cowboys and good news for Dak. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Not such good news for the Jacksonville Jaguars and anyone that's in a position of authority, because the Jags have begun the purge. Is that a movie, right? Or a TV show? Is that a TV series?
It's both.
Okay. Cool. Nailed it. So the Jaguars have begun the purge, and they've begun with Tom Coughlin. Side note, his agent indicates he's not done with football, that he still plans on working in the NFL. So we'll see what new jobs come along for Coughlin. But this was a move that Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, decided he was going to make at the end of the season until, it's actually not the end of the season, until this damning memo came out from the NFLPA. And maybe some of you have heard about this. Dante Fowler won his grievance against the Jaguars and got his money back that they had fined him. So just to make a long story short, he was required by the team to get off-season rehab and treatment for an injury, but to do it with their doctors in their facilities. That's not actually something that a franchise can require in the off-season. So they were asking for him, they were making excessive requirements of him when it's not something that the league is allowed to do or teams are allowed to do. So they were going above and beyond and then fining him for not complying when it's against the rules. And so Dante Fowler wins his money back, but on the heels of that grievance going in the favor of the player, the NFLPA, the union, sends a memo to its entire membership saying, beware of the Jaguars. Beware of the way that they fine their players excessively. And beware, because a lot of players end up filing grievances against the team. That is so damaging to a franchise's reputation. How do you get free agents to sign there outside of paying them, what, twice as much as another franchise might pay them? I mean, that's essentially like putting the scarlet letter on a team. And so Shad Khan decides, I'm not waiting. And he fires Tom Coughlin. And while he may have been planning to do it at the end of the season anyway, this sends a message in the wake of that memo that he wants to change the culture. So Coughlin certainly is the guy where the buck stops. And I would say Doug Marrone is probably not long for this world. We'll see what other changes are made. If it was just about the losing, it wouldn't be maybe the end of Doug Marrone or this particular front office. But the fact that they've had internal strife, that you had Jalen Ramsey asking out, the way that whole situation was handled, it's a mess. It's a disaster. For those of you who blame Blake Bortles, no, it wasn't just his fault. All right, so that's another situation where it's simmering. You know, we've got one in Carolina. We know the coach has been fired there. Could be more changes. Washington needs a coach. Jacksonville's likely going to need one. There are simmering situations that are likely to boil over even before we get to Black Monday. So that's another developing story. And that is one of the things I talked about with Steve Berline, longtime NFL quarterback. I feel so short in here. When he joined us earlier in the show, we're going to bring back a portion of that conversation, just enough to whet your appetite, because I asked him about his description. How would he describe this season? And you would have thought I asked him how to open a safe at the DOD or what the winning combination of lottery numbers was. He eventually came up with an answer. Anyway, so a little bit with Steve Berline on this Thursday morning as we look ahead to week 16 in the NFL. And as I sink further and further into my chair, I'm really glad we're not doing the Facebook Live video right now, because this would be too comical for anyone to recover from, especially me. Oh, nope, that didn't work. Getting shorter by the seconds, like my 97-year-old grandmother. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. Jackson going to the end zone. Hollywood Brown is there. He makes the catch. Touchdown, Hollywood Brown.
That was a fantastic catch. Him keeping his eyes.
How about his feet, too?
And his feet. Ooh.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Hollywood Brown, Marquise Brown, and Lamar Jackson have been quite a combination this season. And really, what can't that offense do? Jerry Sandusky and company on the Baltimore Ravens radio network. Certainly one of the stories in the NFL in 2019, the best record in the NFL to this point. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. We had a chance to catch up with longtime NFL quarterback, CBS football analyst Steve Berline. He joined us earlier in the show. And I started out with apparently a really difficult question, asking him now with 2 weeks left to go, how would he describe this season and what we've seen unfold so far?
Oh, Amy, you're asking me to that's we don't have enough time to get into that. It's been an absolutely amazing season from so many different perspectives. I wouldn't even know where to start, but I mean, I guess you gotta start by talking about the Baltimore Ravens and Lamar Jackson and what an incredible run this has been for them. You know, really just taking over the NFL literally with a completely new style of play and new style of quarterback that you know, we haven't seen before. And I've made the parallel to or in comparison to the effect that Lawrence Taylor had on defensive football and the problems that it caused for offenses. I think that what Lamar Jackson is doing from an offensive perspective and how it's forcing defenses to adjust and change from their conventional thinking, I don't think any offensive player has impacted defensive football more so than Lamar Jackson has this year. So that's an incredible story. And then, you know, the parity and the incredible play of so many teams in the NFC. You know, you've got the Niners and the Seahawks and the Packers right up there at the top, all, you know, vying for that number one seed. You know, potentially the beginning of the end for the Patriots. I mean, there's just a lot of different ways we can go with all of this, but it's been very, very exciting in so many ways.
You bring up Lamar Jackson, and I'm so glad you did because I was absolutely going to ask you about him. How sustainable is that style of play at the quarterback position, Steve?
Well, it's sustainable for as long as he can hold up, and that's the question that we don't know and we don't have an answer for. And I do believe that that is what's going to happen, you know, as we go along. I mean, teams are going to start, especially this time of year as it becomes – you know, more and more intense. When you start realizing how many problems he causes and how difficult it is to defend, the one thing they're going to continue to tell their teams is going to be what the 49ers did. Hit him anytime you get a chance. Hit him as hard as you can anytime you get a chance, and we'll see how long he can play that way. If he's going to keep running up in there, you any shot you get at this kid, you take the shot at him, you know, within the rules, obviously. And even if it's a little bit borderline, take a shot at him, and we'll deal with a 15-yard penalty at some point. Now, if it's borderline, you know, take the shot. And that's what's going to happen, and we're going to see how long he can hold up. And I think the Ravens will do the right thing and rest him probably week 17 and make him make it so that he's fresh going into the playoffs. But over time, you just don't know how long that his body and his athletic ability are going to be able to sustain at that level.
It will be interesting because we've never seen a quarterback play that style his entire career, though we've seen some start out that way. Longtime NFL QB Steve Berline with us here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Certainly begs the question about the style of offense we've seen this season, though, because it's not the high-powered, high-octane passing attacks that were breaking records a year ago. Why do you think it's so different this season, Steve?
Well, I don't know. I think every year brings new challenges and new changes, and you know, defenses are always making adjustments and changing things up. So are offenses, and I guarantee you that there's going to be, as a result of this year and what the Ravens are doing and with Greg Roman's offense, there's going to be a lot of copycats coming out in the next few years. Now, obviously, you've got to have a very special talent that can run the football and run that offense the way that Lamar Jackson does. But you'll see pieces of that offense that are manageable or able to be copied and duplicated in other offenses with athletic quarterbacks. I can guarantee you that you're already starting to see some of it. But and defenses are going to have to make those adjustments, and they're going to study the film during this offseason and really come up with plans of attack that that have not been conventionally employed, I'm sure. And then that'll be the question whether Greg Roman and that offense can still continue to stay a step ahead of the game. But the bottom line is when you get to the December January football in the NFL, it always works out that the teams that can run the ball and stop the run on defense are the teams that are going to win, and they're going to find a way to get to the bigger games. That's just the way it works this time of year. The best teams are able to do those things and do it a little bit better than everybody else, and that's why they get to the point where they can compete for the championship.
It sounds so simple and so basic, and yet it is the formula. Run the ball and stop the run. And we're seeing a lot more of that this season with the best teams in the league. We're not going to have an MVP like Patrick Mahomes with the numbers that he put up last season, the gaudy 5,000 passing yards, 50 touchdowns. But the reason I bring him up is because I was jealous watching him play football in the snow last week in an Arrowhead against the Broncos. I know not all of your time in the NFL was spent in cold weather cities, but did you ever have a situation like that where you were playing in a blizzard?
Oh, heck yeah. You kidding me? Yeah, I mean, I played 17 years in the league, so there were a bunch of times where the temperature was around zero or well below zero, and several times in the rain. I played it, the snow. I played in the blizzard in Pittsburgh 1 year that hit at halftime. So first half, it was just cold. The field was perfectly clear. We came out of the locker room in the second half, and they had the shovels out trying to clear the yard line stripes because it came so quick and so fast and so heavy. It was absolutely amazing. The second half was in a blizzard, and many games like that during the course of the career. But I'll tell you, I prefer snow to rain any day of the week. When it's cold and wet, it's a whole different feel than just cold and with snow, because the snow doesn't soak through your uniform and get your core wet where you cannot dry out and you cannot get yourself warm again. You know, with the snow, you can go to the sideline, put a jacket on, you get warm again. When you're wet and cold, it's miserable. So the snow is actually in a lot of ways a lot better than dealing with the rain.
You know what that reminded me of when I first heard Steve Berline talk about how he'd rather play in the snow versus the rain because of what the wet and the cold does to you? I'm reading a book written by a former Navy SEAL, and he's doing a very in-depth description of Bud's training and Hell Week, which I know a lot of people have read about and seen stories about. But he talks about how the wet and the cold of Hell Week did so many people in, and the fact that you just could never get warm and that you spent in essentially 5 days being wet, which does sound miserable, even for a SEAL, a Navy SEAL. So that's what Steve Berline's comments reminded me of, the fact that he'd rather play in the snow because at least you still had some body heat, but not so much when you got wet to the core and there was no way to dry off. All right, you can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. You want to hear the rest of that conversation with Steve Berline. We talked about Drew Brees' accomplishments. Also talked about older quarterbacks and hit the Phillip Rivers phenomenon that's happening right now. One of Steve's stops in the NFL was the Carolina Panthers, so I asked his opinion about the quarterback situation and what they should do with Cam. And then we talked about some of the teams where there could be coach openings and who might fit. So good stuff with Steve. And you can always see him on CBS Sports Network on Mondays. He's part of Monday NFL QB there as well with Rich Gannon. So that you can check that out on our podcast, AfterHoursAmyLawrence.com. Gerrit Cole introduced in New York. He tells you why he picked the Yankees. Ka-ching.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
3-2 again. Swing and a miss. Got him on the slider. Took him 10 pitches, but he gets his man. 15 strikeouts for Cole. That's a new Astros postseason record.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Am I supposed to talk now? I'm busy passing out cookies. If you missed the cookies, they were the big star in the Facebook live broadcast we did earlier. In fact, I think they were a far bigger star than any of us. Well, Chris was a pretty big star. Chris, did you end up singing Christmas carols? That is the question that I need to have answered.
I did not.
What? So all the talking and the yammering you did not feature any singing.
That's correct. I felt it just wasn't appropriate at the time. The people were getting
it wasn't appropriate. Christmas carols the week before Christmas weren't appropriate.
No, not from a timing sense. Just, you know, the people were getting used to it. They were commenting. I was trying to keep up with everything going on. If I got in my own little zone and started belting out a tune, I don't think it would have went over too well.
Oh, huh.
He would have scared everyone away.
That too.
That's what he was worried about, scaring everyone away. Nice.
Okay. Well, we saw the number spike when you were on versus me and Dave. It was quite a difference.
Let's just be honest. While there are a lot of women that commented and listened to the show, the majority of our listeners are male. So that does make sense. Okay, it's not, you know. However, I do appreciate the fact that you went through and deleted some of the inappropriate comments. Thank you.
Yeah, there were a couple piggies out there, but we took care of them.
Piggies, did you call them? Piggies. I like that. If you missed that Facebook Live broadcast, that sounds funny. If you missed it when it was actually happening, it is preserved. It's immortal on Facebook. I actually need to go back and see what the guys were talking about when they were the ones who were doing the broadcast. I was actually doing the show. And it was kind of a weird phenomenon because I'm talking about whatever I was talking about. I don't know, sports. And they're talking about something else that I couldn't look at them because it's kind of odd to have them talking. And just weird. So we tried it. We thought it was fun. It makes me nervous. I don't like to be on camera. I much prefer being behind the scenes and being behind a microphone where no one can see me. And so it was a little bit odd for me, but we had fun with it and you seem to have fun with it. So we'll try to do that again. But Merry Christmas to you and you can check it out. I'm not wearing the bell anymore. I took the bell off. I had to record CBS Sports Minutes and the bell kept jingling. So I figured I should probably take it off. So they took the bell off. Dave is still wearing his Santa hat. Apparently it's keeping his head warm. And Chris has... still got the flannel on. I love it. You guys got all decked out. That's great. And the cookies are nearly gone. Not completely gone, but Dave finally got a hold of them, and they disappeared by the handful. Chris, did you even get any cookies, or did you just have the reindeer chow?
Oh, of course I did. And by the way, did you happen to see our sister station WFAN's morning news anchor, Marco Belletti? We are wearing the same shirt.
I love Marco Belletti. He's also a CBS Sports Radio anchor, so people are familiar. I did not realize you guys shopped at the same places, though.
It's some good
taste. You both
look
like you're headed out to chop down a tree.
That's right.
Which I think is illegal in some places these days, but yes, you guys do match. It's kind of cute. I always tease Marco about his flannels just because that's his old comfy. Is this going to be a new thing with you, flannels?
I actually just got a bunch of them as a birthday gift. So
nice. Considering the fact that in our neighborhoods, it will likely not get out of the single digits on Thursday, I'm feeling like you might want to load up on those flannels. That was kind of the fun thing about our Facebook Live broadcast is you were telling us where you were watching and the temperature. And there's a lot of places, even southern regions and cities that are in some cold snaps right now. So we're all just going to be cold together. Again, you can check that out After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, you guys are so cool to send me your Christmas traditions. Lots of you have movies that you have to watch. James says we watch How the Grinch Stole Christmas. That was actually on last night. I think it was last night or the night before I saw it. I happened to stumble upon it. And it was when they were singing You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, so I had to stop. Steve says, in our family, we watch It's a Wonderful Life. Oh, that's so nice. And then I saw this one, which is near and dear to my heart. Rob on Facebook. Being from an Italian family, we have the Feast of the Seven Fishes. Then everyone talks too loud and no one is wrong. Oh, hey, that's my family. We also do Christmas Eve, Seven Fishes, though sometimes we fall short and we get five or five and a half. But we definitely do the seven fishes when we attempt on Christmas Eve. That's awesome. Okay, after hours here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227, our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. It was the play-by-play voice of the Houston Astros calling another strikeout for Gerrit Cole, the voice of Robert Ford. However, that now becomes the responsibility of John Sterling and Susan Waldman on the Yankees radio network. Gerrit Cole, aside from the money, I'm trying not to be cynical here, why did you choose to pitch for the New York Yankees?
There's a process here that Brian spoke to and that he just alluded to a couple minutes ago about trying to bring the best people at each individual position to surround everybody with the best opportunity to succeed. I think they've demonstrated that, certainly through Brian's tenure over the last two decades. So it instills a lot of confidence as a player when you hear those things, and it doesn't hurt to play for your favorite team.
He did mention that a couple of times, which I think is cool. I mean, how many of us started out rooting for the teams we root for as kids? And we became attached to them somehow irrationally. There's no real reason for it. Maybe we went to a game with a parent or a friend. Maybe we saw one on TV and we were just captivated by it. That's how I turned into an NFL fan. I picked a team because of a fourth quarter comeback. It was so exciting. I couldn't stand it. I knew nothing about the sport, but I've been irrationally attached ever since. And so that's what happens as kids. Sometimes we pick a team because they're winning and we see them on TV a lot, or because we see them celebrate a championship and we want to be part of that excitement. And so there's all kinds of reasons why we pick teams. And for Gerrit Cole, he said he's been a fan since he was a kid, and I can understand wanting to fulfill that lifelong dream. Remember, he had a chance when he was coming out of high school. The Yankees drafted him, but he chose to go to UCLA instead. Now, he mentioned Brian Cashman. It definitely was a process to get Gerrit Cole. It's not as though they were the only team that was bidding for him.
We were very transparent about our interest in this particular player.
Gerrit He's still Cole, calling him particular
a
player.
Youthful Yankee fan that grew up and finished off to put himself, I think, in the best position possible that when he wanted to, if he ever chose to, enter this time and place, that he would be the best prepared he possibly could be.
I think that's kind of cool, too. Very often I tend to put relationship analogies to different sports stories and scenarios. And in this one, the guy finally got a girl, finally got the girl that he'd been pursuing for such a long time. He wore her down. Oh, and he bought her a whole lot of gifts. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So what about the pressure? The pressure of performing in New York, the pressure of being on one of the, I would say, most white-hot spotlights and the center ring of the circus very often for Major League Baseball. That's New York.
Pressure is a privilege. Pressure comes in situations that you've earned, right? You pitch in big games in September and October because you've played well all year.
I like it. Pressure is a privilege. It's certainly become a cliche in sports, but it's true. There's a reason why cliches become cliches. I would let you hear from Aaron Boone, but honestly, he sounds like a little kid at Christmas. Just think, little kid at Christmas, whether it was you or whether it's now another kid in your family. That's what Aaron Boone sounds like now that they have Gerrit Cole on their roster. So it's going to be interesting to see how the free agent signings change the landscape. And I don't just mean these most recent ones, but we also had some massive contracts that were handed out last year. Actually, not last year, 2019, but last offseason or last spring training in some cases. How much has the last 15 months done to change the landscape in baseball? We'll find out. Does this signal the end of the Astros? No. Will their pitching staff be as good? Probably not. But what about some of the other signings as well? Have the Angels made enough moves where they feel like they can contend? It's going to be fun to watch it play out. And if you are still wondering why so many free agents have already been locked up before Christmas, well, we asked our baseball insider on our last show, and that's part of our podcast, After Hours, AmyLawrence.com. Let's talk to Chris, who's in Jacksonville. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, Amy, thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to get your opinion on the Tom Coughlin firing. My opinion, I think it was not soon enough after what came out about him, you know, finding players for mandatory or voluntary medical treatment.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's a pure form of a guy who the game has passed him by, and more particularly the business of the game. You can't break CBA rules. I mean, that's just, and the first time he was reprimanded for it, he pretty much just, you know, wiped his you-know-what with it. But this time, I think it was over the line, and it's alienating really good players, particularly the ones that we used to have in Jacksonville, like Dante Fowler, who got all of his fine money back, and it makes Jalen Ramsey look good in the situation, which we don't want because we can't stand him here anymore. And then moving forward, I think was a good message that the owner, Shad Khan, said, no, this is unacceptable as far as the culture of what I want to represent for my team. And hopefully, I'm going to ask you, do you think maybe it will alienate players, even though he is fired when it comes to free agency? And I'll take your response off the air. Love your show, Amy. Have a good one.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Merry Christmas to you. Yeah, I actually just wrote a CBS Sports Minute on this. I think it's damning and damaging to the reputation of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Even though Tom Coughlin has been fired, that NFLPA memo went to every single guy in the membership. For the NFLPA to take the extraordinary step of warning its players to beware of Jacksonville, that I don't even know how you overcome that. Even if you do fire everybody there, it's got to be a coach that comes in with a really good reputation, that there are free agents who have worked with him before. But I feel like that's damaging enough that a player is going to choose to go anywhere else if given the option. Not to mention, think about what Dante Fowler and Jalen Ramsey and others have told fellow players now in their new franchises with their new teams. So it's going to take a while for them to recover, and I think it's really important the new leaders they bring on board. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Even as we head up toward the top of the hour, I'm not even going to bother to play for you all of Odell Beckham Jr.'s response about how he wants to stay in Cleveland for now. I'm just going to give you probably 2 seconds, the 2 seconds where he lost me. This is why OBJ wants to stay in Cleveland.
It's just too special to leave, so.
What? Stop it.
It's just too special to leave, so.
I mean, tell me there's unfinished business. Tell me that you feel like you've just scratched the surface. Tell me you love playing with your best friend. Tell me that this leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Don't tell me it's too special to leave. Who's actually going to buy that? You're the guy who's standing on the field saying to other teammates or to other teams, excuse me, come get me. And now there's reports that your best friend is doing the same thing. Oh my gosh, it's too special to leave. Please. That one made me roll my eyes. If you want to hear the entire Odell Beckham Jr. rant about how the media is making things up, which could be the case, you can find it anywhere. But I just got stuck on it's too special to leave.
It's just too special to leave.
Whatever. All right. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great Thursday. After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.